run or sing. With the degradation of my life, war, and lost love, I fled Paris. Today, I live again in St. Petersburg. I am blown away by the splendor unfolding in front of me from dazzling buildings, golden-domed roof, and a country of unparalleled wealth. The streets crisscross with such grandeur as they stand out with fairy-tale decor, adorned with melodies and the smell of heartwarming dishes, a scent which warms the soul on this cold winter day. On the icy streets of a colorful St. Petersburg, we turn the upper middle class green with envy. Tonight is a grand night, as for the first time I will perform at the Aquarium, the prestigious cabaret. The decor of the cabaret could have come right out of 1001 Nights, but leaning more toward Nordic design. Excess is a part of it, and everything has been sculpted, drawn, painted to bring the artist into focus. And tonight, that artist is me. I sing my songs one after another, and when I get to La Java Bleue, the audience arises with applause. I've gotten my spot in the sunshine again, and as the pleasure and desire return, as I feel the thrill of better days ahead of me. Anastasia's cheering as she sits in the comfortable chairs of this lavish hall. I want to kiss Anastasia, to feel her right next to me, and feel her heartbeat at the same rhythm as mine. Her full sensual figure is a contrast to mine. I desire for the feeling of my hands brushing over her, the softness of her lips, her flowery hairless skin, and her enticing smell. But the enormous meal will have to wait until the end of the show when the night turns into lust. The alcohol will flow, caviar will be served in crystal glasses to the men who stare at us. The applause surrounds us from all sides, and my heart is still beating out of my chest. I need a drink, maybe even two. I am savoring the noise. My mouth waters at the idea of tasting her. The wait is unbearable and intoxicating, like a first kiss or a slightly awkward first time. Desire spreads as a scent of arousal as I remember my first time, which was before the war. We were young and I was a little Parisian girl making her entry on the music hall floor. Henri was always close and ready to do anything for me. One evening in a corner behind the cabaret decor of the Moulin Rouge, in the smell of freshly sawed wood, he surprised me by nailing me up against the wall of the building. I was his, and I let my walls down, the walls of a strong, capricious, hot-tempered woman. He was a handsome man with undeniable charisma filtering out from underneath his handyman looks. His lips had drawn languorously back and forth over mine. I could not understand why my body was liquefying. I was ashamed. Why was I so wet? What would he think? What would he say? His hands pulled up my petticoat, gliding over my skin. I was taken over by a conspicuous desire. I was attracted to him. Henri brushed his fingers over my voluptuous lips. I cried out sharply, taken by surprise. I knew nothing about any of this. A back-and-forth movement over my vulva followed. He kneeled and buried his head under my dress. Yes, I remember this first time, me standing and him on his knees. I had thought I would faint from pleasure. His tongue glided over me languorously, stopping, starting, and stopping again. But I want him to keep going. Why does he quit? I don't want him to stop. I don't understand why he is laughing. I want more. It is just too good. He stands back up from behind, pushes my head against the wall, lifts my skirt, takes out his penis, and penetrates me.
"Keep quiet. You know we're not allowed," he says, holding his hand over my mouth. He picks up the pace. I cannot take it anymore. I want to scream. The more he pushes, the more I want to cry out.
"Quiet."
I licked his fingers that cover my mouth, which taste sugary and tantalating. Henri sets into an even faster pace, repositioning me, forcing my breast onto the table in front of us. His hard, strong hands are heavy on my back and buttocks as I feel his semen gush forth and pour into me. The weight gets me going like the first time. Tonight, I hope it'll be Anastasia and mine's first time, the first carnal meeting of our two bodies. I finish the show in a state of intense lust, filled of the lascivious memories messily coming back to me. After the concert, Anastasia, flirting with me, showers me with compliments in the carriage that brings us to the Tsar's Winter Palace. She has enjoyed my show and my unique voice. In other words, she loves me. She edges closer to kiss me, kisses my neck, giggles, and sits back down. A frustration is born deep inside of me as I lust after her feminine curves. I want to touch them, to make the most...